Hello, Mrs. Chakraborty. I'm sending this message across as a thank you for all the help that I have received when I was stuck in, when I was trying to come back to India from the UK in June 2020. I would really like to extend my appreciation towards Mrs. Mridula Chakraborty, Mr. Hitesh Rajpal, the Consul General at the Indian Consulate of Edinburgh, Dr. Raj Padmanabhan, Association of Indian Organizations and United Scotland Malayali Association. I'm really grateful for them to extending me the help at my hour of difficulty and need. I am Murtaza Saifi, and I was, after completing my MBA from University of Stirling as a Great India Scholar, I was working on my startup on a graduate entrepreneur visa in Stirling, Scotland. And just before the pandemic and the first lockdown struck, I approached JK Law, a solicitor firm in Glasgow, for renewal of my visa. But due to their wrong advice and the cheating that they did, I had lost over £1,000 at that stage, and which put me in a very precarious situation because I was not working for a while, the money was not coming in, and I was cheated out of my money, and I was finding it difficult to organize my trip from Stirling to London and London to India by the Vande Bharat flight. And also I was having some challenges accessing information and details regarding Vande Bharat flight. Now at that stage, Mrs. Mridula Chakraborty stepped in, and she was so helpful in guiding me towards the right people and to the right websites and phone numbers where I got all the information. And she also provided me with financial assistance of £140, which went a long way because it helped me organize my trip back, as I was running short of cash a little bit. And she had been really helpful, and fortunately when I reached London airport, I realized I had a little spare money, so I could pay her back, and which could be helpful to some other student or other Indian or other person who would be in a similar situation like mine, struggling with money. But she was very kind enough, and she reassured me and said it would be good that I keep it, as I would need it for my quarantine and things ahead. And yes, and I heeded her advice, and yes, and that helped me out, and that £140 that she helped me with went in a long way for me to reach home in India safely. Now I am back in India. It's been 8 or 9 months. Currently I'm actively looking for opportunities to work, as I need a job to sustain myself and pay my bills. But apart from that, my main aim or main motivation right now is to working on my startup, which is an app that I'm working and building in with a business partner of mine here in India now. We've shifted now from UK to India. My business partner is also Indian, and he's currently based here. So I definitely need money going in. So I'm looking for a job that can help me to sustain myself and also fund my startup till we can get to various stages of funding. That is what has been keeping busy, and that's what my motivation right now is. But apart from everything else, I would again like to thank Mrs. Mridula Chakraborty for all the help and all the support and guidance that she's given me, and she's been a blessing for me, somebody whom I have been really grateful and thankful, and whom I've been in touch with, and who's, even after I reached India, she's always been in touch, and she's always been a very good guiding influence. And you know, it's always lovely to talk to her. I've had 3 or 4 occasions when I've spoken to her after reaching India, and she's always been very kind, very gracious, and an elderly figure in my life, and I'm really thankful to her for that. Thank you. Thanks a lot, ma'am.